Dedication to my parents, Bob and Jean Burgess, who taught me love for every kind of food and passed on their instinctive understanding of mindful eating. May Dad find a huge table with discounted bruised produce and day-old bread in heaven. And may Mom be able to persuade him that angels only eat the most expensive and largest avocados. To my husband, who is naturally free of desire for all food except coffee and cheese. His lack of emotion about food has been a wonderful antidote to my passion for it.
Foreword. To see a world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour. William Blake. It is hard to think of a biological function more essential to sustaining our life than eating, since, unlike plants, we don't photosynthesize sustenance out of light and air. Breathing happens on its own, thank goodness. Sleeping, too. But eating requires some deliberate engagement on our parts in either growing, gathering, hunting, shopping, going to a restaurant, or otherwise acquiring a range of life-sustaining foodstuffs that often need some kind of preparing and combining by us or others to be maximally beneficial. As mammals, we have complex circuitry in the nervous system to ensure that we are motivated to find and eat food, hunger and thirst, and to know when those urges have been satisfied and the body has gotten what it needs for the moment to sustain itself for a time, satiety. Yet, it is all too easy for us in this post-industrial era to take eating so for granted that we engage in it with huge unawareness and also freight it, all puns intended, with complicated psychological and emotional issues that obscure and sometimes seriously distort a simple, basic, and miraculous aspect of our lives. Even the question of what food really is takes on whole new meanings in an age of industrial agriculture, factory processing, and continual invention of new snacks and foods that our grandparents wouldn't recognize. And with the huge and sometimes obsessive preoccupation with health and eating in this brave new world, it is equally easy to fall into a certain kind of nutritionism, which makes it difficult to simply enjoy food and all the social functions that revolve around preparing, sharing, and celebrating the miracle of sustenance and the web of life within which we are embedded and upon which we depend. On a parallel note, mind states of unawareness, addiction, and delusion sadly abound in this world, and we might say, function as equal opportunity destroyers of sanity, well-being, and authentic relationship at every level of the body, mind, and world. Every single one of us suffers from them to one degree or another, not simply around food and eating, but in many different aspects of our lives. It is part and parcel of the human condition, perhaps made worse in this era by the particular stresses and pressures of our nonstop 24/7 connectivity, attention deficit hyperactivity, celebrity-obsessed culture. But the good news is that the inner and outer pressures on our minds and bodies, and the suffering that comes from these sometimes unhealthy influences, can be recognized and intentionally worked with to the benefit of anyone willing to undertake the cultivation of even a bit of mindfulness and heartfulness. This book is a gentle invitation to engage in that healing, and a wise guide to accompany you on the journey of a lifetime into your own wholeness. Nowhere are the elements of the human condition we call unawareness, addiction, and delusion more poignantly and tragically manifested nowadays than in widespread dysregulations and disorders in our relationships to food and to eating. These pathologies of imbalance are driven by many complex factors in society itself. Sadly, they have resulted in cultural norms that support particular brands of delusion, obsession, and endless preoccupation with how much the body weighs,